visiting with the head football coach of the Chargers of Orion High School over in Henry County, Chip Filler, and they prepare for a big Saturday night game, not only in the area, but in the state of Illinois. It's number 2, Newman of Sterling Newman Central Catholic, hosting number 3, Orion in 2A. Chip Filler, what about that in week 3? A lot of excitement early in the season.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you, Jim. Yeah, we're pretty excited. I mean, you got to keep things in perspective. It's week 3, but man, it should be a fun atmosphere. And, you know, I can't say that we haven't been looking forward to getting together with them. And I know we'll probably have a chance to see him again later on in the season, but it's always good to see him early on.
The interesting thing to note is, as I look to the calendar and the schedule, this is the third meeting in a year between Orion and Newman, dating back to, I think, September 8th. A year ago, November 11th, a year ago, and now kicking off Saturday night, September 8th. So what about that? 3 cracks at the Comets in a year.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy if you seem to think about that. We played 4 games, the last 4 games, and 2 of them have been against them. So, you know, the rivalry is really picking up. We're excited about that. That means if we have a rivalry with them, that means we're pretty good. So we look at it that way. And, you know, we got to take that next step in our program's development. And, you know what, we feel like we're pretty good. We got some great respect around the state, but we got to make that dent, and this is a great test for us.
Well, tell us about your observations of the guy that you'll see across the sideline in Mike Poposi, who I think is around 39 or 40 years, somewhere around there, and they just win year in and year out. I know there's always debate, well, yeah, they're a parochial school, they're a parochial school, that. But and you can't say that you just have great players every year. So what about him in as you look at that program, dating back from your days, I guess, when you were a high school student-athlete, where, you know, he coached against you as probably a player, and now he's coaching you against a coach. So what about his... you know, the keys to his success, you think?
Well, I just have the utmost respect for Coach. He is just, you know, when you get to know him, he's an amazing man, great, good-hearted all the way around. He's always been really great to his student-athletes, I believe. Just a really a class act. And the thing that I think with them, and where young coaches kind of get misnomered, and I did this early on probably, early in my coaching career, even 5 years ago, until we started really playing them all the time, is what he does is he does simple better than you. They run about 5 or 6 different plays on offense. They're a wishbone, double tight, pound it right at you type of team. They don't do any of the flash that we do. There's nothing finesse about them. They line up 8 in the box, and they bring blitzes. They play tough. They play hard. They don't make mistakes. Their special teams are on point all the time. They're just well-coached, well-rounded, very disciplined, and very consistent. That's why they're at the top of the state all the time. We are getting to that point. Now, we have a little bit more, you know, a little bit more finesse to our game than what they do, but our big preaching is the same thing he does, is you got to do simple better. You know, I guess it's still a Joe Madden term, but we have to be able to tackle, we have to be able to block better, and you have to be able to take care of the ball, and you got to minimize your penalties. You do all that stuff, and no matter what you run offensively or defense, you give yourself a chance to win. And he's done that for up to 40 years, like you said. I'm 44 years old now. I was 4 years old when he started taking over as a head coach. So I'm still pretty young, I guess, in my coaching days can be compared to him, but he's just an amazing man. We have a ton of respect for what he does over there.
All right, and I know a lot of rain in Illinois this week, and you're playing on Saturday night, but you're playing on an artificial surface, so you really don't have to worry about the so-called field conditions when you're talking about a lot of rain on the natural grass surface. What does that mean with the game this week, you think?
Well, I think it's really good. I mean, for both clubs, both teams have a tremendous amount of great players. There's going to be a ton of talent on that field. I mean, obviously Logan Lee, who is our defensive end tight end going to the University of Iowa, they have a linebacker, probably 3 linebackers, but the one He's getting Division I looks. I think you told me that maybe Minnesota had offered him. I think Western had offered him. So you've got a lot of talent on that field, and I'd really like to see the talent play out. You know, you don't want to have field conditions. You don't want to have that, you know, the weather, you know, inclement weather. You want to see what the best players can do, and I think this is the venue to do it. It's early on in the season, you know, so you won't have any, shouldn't have any inclement weather to really affect the game. So you can just let the players play it and the coaches coach, and I think that's going to be the neat part of the game. Now, I know, you know, when they got to the semifinals last year, it was a hard-fought game in the mud and the snow, and maybe that kind of affected them in going to state. I would really rather prefer watching the athletes play out and having a clean game.
Well, this week we see the Three Rivers Conference Rock Division has three teams ranked in the top five: Newman, Orion, and Rock Ridge. What do you say about that?
Well, what can you say about that? That's probably, you know, arguably the best two-way conference in the state. I mean, wouldn't you say? I mean, you know, there's going to be people that are going to look at us and say, well, that might be a little bit overhyped, but until you get into our league and you see how we play, you'll realize how tough this league is from top to bottom. There are teams right now that may be 0-2 or even 1-1 and haven't played real well that are going to end up in the playoffs. Like, I still think Morrison's going to have a chance at the end of the year. They're going to get stuff corrected. And if they get in, they're going to have a chance to make some noise. We got in this league, I don't remember what the time frame was, maybe it was 6-7 years ago. And the thing that I noticed right away is you can't be finesse. You gotta be a bully if you're gonna compete in this league. And we've kind of gone through there trying to build that physicality and that bully, because you don't survive if you're in this league if you don't have that. And it's a whole different trend when you go play a Three Rivers team from another conference. I'm biased, and people will disagree with me on that, but it's a different mentality when you come in here week in and week out. It's a bloodbath.
All right, and for our statewide listening audience, I know you're playing this game Saturday night on the road at Roscoe Eat Stadium in Sterling. That's where Sterling Newman plays their home football games. But tell us about a Friday night in Orion, Illinois.
Well, again, I'm biased. It is the greatest atmosphere. I feel like we have the greatest intro. We're basically a circus when it comes to home games. We have an entrance with probably about 50 to 100 Harleys that will lead us onto the field. Our student section is arguably, to me, the best in the state. They get loud. They're right down into the end zone. They get impactful in the game. Yeah, I mean, what else can you do? You're playing in front of 1,500 Orion fans almost every night. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place to be. It's the biggest party of the week, you know, and we get to host it. I love it. There's no place I'd rather be than at home playing games. I think our record in the last, essentially I always put this up because we moved the student section probably about 5 or 6 years ago into the end zone. And since that, in those 5 or 6 years, I think we've only lost one or two games at home. And they make themselves, again, they make an impact. It gets our student body to be actually a part of our program. And they, our kids really enjoy coming to games and being loud, and they feel like they can affect the game. So it's super special, Jim. I know everybody has that kind of feel. I know it's great in Mercer County, but it just, your hometown, your home turf is really, really special. And I think we do a lot of great things here to make it that way.
All right, and the marquee matchup in small school or big school football, I don't care what you say, is this weekend, again, as Orion goes on the road to Sterling, and they take on the Comets of Sterling Newman, again, number 2, Orion 3, and that'll be a 7:30 kickoff at Roscoe Eat Stadium. Coach, good luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jim.
Good to visit with Chip Filler, the head football coach at Orion.